welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show. This is the premiere of season 20, and we've got some of the best songs from around the world by real independent musicians. Before I introduce the six certified indie songs of the week, we also have an artist joining me in the studio, and it's Accidental Martyr. Now, it's Richard Coutts, who is the man behind Accidental Martyr. We recorded this interview. It's not live. It was done a couple of weeks ago, and this was recorded before Richard hit the Canadian charts. So he came in the top 30s in Canada in the rock charts with some of the biggest names in the industry, some of the biggest bands, with the song Closer You Get. And WOA is now promoting his brand new single Deep End, which was released soon after Closer You Get, his last single, hit the Canadian charts. So we're going to talk about Rich's music, and also I'm going to feature Deep End today. So stick around for that in the middle of the show. So without further ado, let's get on with our six certified indie songs of the week. We kick it off with Lucy Lynch and Nick Gertzen. It's a very Celtic kind of sound, but at the same time, it's a very modern pop sound as well. So it's really, really cool. I do like it. Followed by Ray DiZazzo with the song City Boy. Now, this is more kind of like soft rock. This has got an Americana feel, but it's got that sound that I really, really like. So it's City Boy by Ray DiZazzo at number two. Number three is Rory Daniels with the song Chasing You. Kind of reminds me of this beautiful song that I was a big fan of called How Do You Talk to an Angel? This was back in like early 90s from a TV show or something. It was number one in America. And this song somehow reminded me of that particular track. And I really liked the song. So I hope you enjoy these three songs, because after this, we've got Richard Coutts joining me from Accidental Martyr to talk about, well, all his music, really, and Deep End, which comes in at number four today. And this song is very reminiscent of David Bowie, Duran Duran, a very progressive Britpop is what I'd call it. Very cool. I mean, most of his songs have this kind of atmospheric 80s feel, but very nice. So number four after the interview, Deep End is what we feature on the show, his brand new single by Accidental Martyr. Followed by Fritz Kahn and the Miracles with the song Hold My Wings. Now, this is a song that, you know, you don't hear on Top 40 radio, because, well, it's not top 40 radio manufactured crap. This is real hardcore pure music, okay? This is a guy on a piano singing one of the most beautiful songs I've heard. It just puts you in a great, great mood, and I wish commercial radio actually play good music like this now, you know, rather than all the manufactured shite that we hear every bloody day. So Fritz Kahn and the Miracles, Hold My Wings at number five. Last but not least is Bright featuring DeMarco Lewis with Coco's Radio Edit. Now, this is proper urban rap R&B style song, which really makes you stand up and dance. And I thought we should end the show with something that makes you, really uplifts you. Well, all the songs are very uplifting on today's show, but this one is just something that you just want to dance and enjoy the sunshine, because it's very sunny in the UK today. Before I go, I would like to also remind my fans, you know, people who listen to my music, that my band and I, the Oliver Sean Band, is joining me next week for a very special live garage sessions gig. So please tune in, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, just at Oliver Sean, and you're going to find us. And 4 p.m. UK time is when we're going to go live, and it's going to be an epic live concert, okay, in the garage. The entire band is joining me. Do join in for that. We'll also be giving you a preview of my brand new album that's coming out called Garage Sessions Volume 1. Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day.
No one here to guide me through. I close my eyes with an open mind. I can see a ray of light. I hear a voice from deep inside. It's calling me. Here I am. the gate. I'm here to shine, it's never too late. Finding my why, always will be guided through.
Dances, tell me straight 'cause I don't take the dances. and what story you just don't know. What you got until it's gone. May not have played my hand just right. Wish I could rewind the night and the way we ended up. Here I come again. I'm coming round the bend. I'm chasing you. I'm standing all alone. I'm dialing your phone. But you're not there. The word around town is I'm the only one feeling down. And you have a new friend.
I've got this amazing artist from Canada, and it's Richard Coote. Richard, how are you doing?
Really good.
So, Richard, I kind of got into your music when I heard Touch, which is this amazing single from you that has this very atmospheric sound to it, you know, and we decided to really push it for the Goa Chill Out Zone. So, but then I started listening to your other music, and all your songs have got this amazing atmospheric sound to it. So tell us more about your music and what's your thought process behind all your kind of compositions.
Well, it's really weird because I put a first effort out about a couple of years ago, and I was kind of all over the place because I was writing music for other musicians to play.
Uh-huh.
And so I didn't really have any sense of focus. And then when I was talking with my producer, when we were going to do another one, he said, well, let's kind of focus in on kind of one specific type of era of music.
Right.
And because we both lived and played through the 80s and really enjoyed the music of the 80s, we thought we would keep kind of an 80s feel to the whole thing.
Right.
Now, I've played in a variety of different bands throughout my my life, and so I've had an awful lot of influences.
Super.
But the idea was trying to just find a commonality to all the tunes.
So, how many albums have you got out till date?
Well, I just have the one, and then I have the next one coming up hopefully very soon.
Yes, I've heard that your tentative name for that album is just Rock and Pop.
Because yes, that's it. Yeah. There's nothing pretentious about it at all. That's just me. It might change, but right now, I think that's what we'll go with.
That's cool. That's cool. But I think you know, there is much more to music than just rock and pop. That's being very modest, because there's so much depth into your songs. Like, for example, Closer You Get, which is one of my favorites from your catalog, and which I'm very proud to tell our listeners that Closer You Get is going to be on our Independent Number Ones Volume 11, which releases in a couple of months. And Touch, by the way, the other song, is going to be on our 10th anniversary Goa Chill Out Zone Volume 10. So congrats on that, Richard, because these albums, you know, they've hit the charts at number one in the UK and stuff. So I'm really, really happy to see your music in it, and hoping that it hits those charts again, because you deserve all this.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
So I was talking about Closer You Get, and as I was saying, the depth in your music, because I started listening to the song, and I love the melody and everything, but then I also heard elements of Duran Duran, and, you know, back in the 80s, those bands that I kind of grew up to. So was that a conscious effort? I mean, are you a big Duran Duran fan, or a fan of those kinds of bands?
Well, I think if you were to talk to the members of Duran Duran, they would like to cite David Bowie as their influence.
Right.
And that's definitely my influence, too.
Okay, so it's David Bowie, then. That's your main influence?
I would think that, I mean, I have an awful lot of influences, but that would be the one figure that that I'd admire the most.
How long have you been making music?
For a long time.
That's good.
I mean, I played through the 70s and the 80s and 90s, and I played in a variety of different bands and played rock and pop, but I also played jazz and country and folk, and the only thing I really haven't played is opera, so
okay.
And that might happen sometime.
Cool. And I'm hoping now in the 2020s we're gonna see Richard on iTunes charts and Billboard charts and things like that, because I think you've put in your time, and you need to get there up there on the charts, don't you think?
Well, it's nice that you say that. It's when you have something to express, you want to get it out, and
yeah.
The formats have changed over the years, but
correct.
The whole idea is to make connections with people, and if it makes their day better, that's fantastic.
So, Richard, what instruments do you play?
Well, I play keyboards and guitar and bass and sing, and trying to do a little bit of mixing and producing, but I have a good friend that is doing most of the producing, and he does just a fantastic job.
That's great. And do you have like a band that does your music, or are you doing all the instruments yourself?
It's essentially just the two of us.
Okay.
Is that I have played in lots of bands, and I understand the dynamics of a band, and especially when I was playing bass, the importance of a really good rhythm section.
Okay.
But the two of us are just doing it, and I'll give him the sketch, and then we'll talk about it, and then mm-hmm. he'll take some of the tracks that I use, and if the ones that I'm using aren't quite up to snuff, then he'll throw in his guitars or keyboards.
Oh, nice. Also, I should tell folks that Richard is on a commercial radio plan, so you please do tune in to, you know, your local radio, or when the malls open and you walk into a mall, you're probably going to hear Richard's music on their playlist, because WOA is supporting this amazing artist. You know, but do you tour, Richard? Do you do a lot of tours at all?
I haven't toured for a long time. It's decided to hang up the spurs, as it were, about 10 years ago, which doesn't mean I won't go out and perform again, but I've been so focused on just trying to get the music done and put it down on, I was going to say vinyl, but I guess it's no longer vinyl.
Right. But you know what? Vinyl's making a comeback, if you think about it.
It is.
And speaking of our performances, one of the reasons I asked, aside from the fact that WOA organizes this annual WOA summer tour in the UK, where we get American,
right.
Canadian artists coming in. But obviously, because of COVID, we couldn't have the tour in 2020. But we're also kicking off the season 5 of the WOA TV show. And there's this new platform that we're opening up called the WOA Live Stage, where we're going to get artists to perform live on the TV show. So I'm hoping, really hoping, that we can get you to sing Closer You Get, one of my favorite songs by Richard Coutts. Oh, by the way, we have to tell artists that Richard goes by the name of Accidental Martyr. What is the idea behind that name, Richard?
Well, when I was putting that my first album together, and again, it was just a collection of songs that I was hoping other artists were going to perform. I realized I had to come up with a brand name, and I didn't particularly want to use my name because I didn't want to kind of pigeonhole myself. And one of my favorite performers and writers was Warren Zevon. And he had a song called Accidentally Like a Martyr, so I thought, well, let's just use that one.
All right, so you're going to stick with Accidental Martyr for the new album?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay.
I may venture out and use other names, though, for other type of sounds, but for the time being, that's what it'll be, is Accidental Martyr.
Nice, nice. So so with this entire interview, we've been telling everybody Richard Coutts, but nobody had a clue it was Accidental Martyr. So we better put that out there, that it's Accidental Martyr. But I do want people to know about Richard Coutts as this amazing composer that I have finally discovered. I'm really, really glad that we met. Tell me more about the beginning in your music. You know, were you always a musician, or did you always know you were going to be a musician?
Well, you know, I think from a lot of people from my generation, when we first saw the Beatles and the Stones, I think at that point there was a switch that clicked on in the brain and said, that's what I want to do.
True.
And I think that applies to, like, thousands and thousands of writers and musicians.
Absolutely.
And I've been writing ever since, but I never really kind of focused on anything until I got a lot older.
Okay. So do you have another career aside from music? Do you do something else?
Yes, I was a school teacher for 30 years.
Wow.
And decided to retire early and focus on music.
That's amazing. And what did you teach in school?
I mostly taught art. I taught some other subjects, but art was kind of my focus. And so I got to work with young people and nurturing their creative skills, which I enjoyed very, very much.
That's amazing. And when you say art, are you a good, like, fine art artist, you know, painter and things like that?
Well, I have done quite a bit, but I found that, again, getting older, I started to focus more on music, and that's my kind of my main focus of creativity.
Super. So what part of Canada are you guys based in?
We're in Western Canada. I can look out the windows and see the Rocky Mountains from my house.
Wow, so that's beautiful. So what would be, like, the biggest city close to you?
Calgary, which is about an hour north.
Okay. Right, Richard, so before you go, man, do you wanna plug in your website and your social media? Are you Accidental Martyr on Twitter?
Yes, I am.
At least one social media account, you know, if you give it out to fans, you might get some people following and stuff, which is really cool.
Absolutely. Well, I've been told that I should be getting on Instagram too, so I will have to check that out.
Absolutely. And TikTok, if you're making videos. Their grandmother is on TikTok.
I'll try that too.
Great. Richard, it was great having you on the show and getting to know you better. And we're looking forward to listening to your new music from your new album, tentatively called Rock and Pop. I'm hoping you come up with a better name.
I hope we do too.
All right, Richard.
It'll be a little more creative.
Yeah. All right, Richard. Great talking to you, and see you soon. We'll get you back on the show very soon.
Okay, thanks very much.
All right, Robert. Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm out of my den. Can't tell which way is up or down. Right or wrong, it's not my call. You rise above or you take a fall. I'm not so sure that I won't drown. Just pay attention to what you're told. Someday they'll let you in their fold. Once they throw you in, you're either swimming or you're sinking. When they pull the plug, you'll ask yourself, what were you thinking? I've gotten hot, I can't go back. Gotta hold the line, cause I'm under attack. Another landing at the brink. Bend the dream till it breaks. Move the needle, whatever it takes. Moral compass on the blink. Was it worth it, a pawn in the game? They throw you in, club. You'll ask yourself, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? Once they throw you in, you're either swimming or you're sinking. And when they pull the plug, you'll ask yourself, what were you thinking?
Let's go, Coco. Light your tank up. Let's go, Coco. Fill your tank up. and dank, cause everything moving real slow. My vision's on cruise, my pocket's on snooze, and my bank got rank, so you know I can't lose. Time with these honeys and who got money and bread, with stocks and bonds and mutual funds stacked to the ceiling. They all just chilling on the wall, so I clap my hands and start feeling up and down the front, then down the back side. I lied, my hands are tied, I feel denied, I'm feeling like I'm tired. My brain cells fried, but I still got hope, cause I'm hoping she gon' ride up and down this pole, cause it's all about control. If my next move is right, then I lose my bankroll. When no bills paid and all these people I owe, well it is a cold cold, so I guess we gotta go.
Let's go to cold cold,
feel your track up.
Let's go to cold cold,
light your tank up.
Let's go to cold cold,
feel your tank up.
Come on. Let's go to cold cold,
you know we gon'.
Let's go to cold cold,
feel your track up.
Let's go to cold cold,
light your tank up.
Let's go to cold cold,
feel your tank up.
Come on. Let's go to cold cold,
you know we gon'.
Yeah, yeah,
let's go to cold cold. The parking lot's packed, it's Friday and these are showing booties and racks. Racks upon racks, backs upon backs, and these cruising through in 26s on their lax. The radios are max and the dollar bills are stacked, so they can make it rain with money and champagne. The club's going insane and Cavassier's to blame for me grabbing two ratchets. I ain't about to claim, well you know I ain't ashamed of my game, cause my name is bright and these motherfuckers know I keep it tight. I'm not saying I'm right, I'm not saying I'm wrong, but it's just like my rhyme, it happens to be long. With lint, got strength, stay strong, not bent. You can ask any ratchet who found herself bent on the floor. One more, she told me to go slow. If you can't enjoy the rest, then I guess you gotta go.
Let's go to cold cold,
feel your track up.
Let's go to cold cold,
light your tank up.
Let's go to cold cold,
feel your tank up.
Come on. Let's go to cold cold,
you know we gon'.
Let's go to cold cold,
feel your track up.
Let's go to cold cold,
light your tank up.
Let's go to cold cold,
feel your tank up.
Come on. Let's go to cold cold,
you know we gon'.
Yeah, yeah,
let's go
yeah.
to cold cold. Grab your weed and please put it all in so you can breathe. But now your mind's at ease and you can start to tease all these who you figure the bank accounts are bigger than the last man you laid. You feel played, he wish you would've stayed, you wish he would've paid your bills and rent. Instead his money was spent on nigga getting bent with h-s. He was content to do what he do, and that was to screw either you or your crew, and you still remain his boo. You knew he went through, you hated, you even dated. You wish you would've waited, but took the bait and ate it. The love has faded a bit, he wouldn't quit. You told him he was his lies, they didn't fit. So each and every day you pray he's gonna play. But for now he's in the club and he's yelling, hey, baby.